Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition live play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I'm your host, CJ. I still want to be a psychic monkey. I might accidentally, quote unquote, accidentally kill my character. But joining me is, to my right on the Zoom, is the one, the only, Carrie, don't touch the whirligig, Wilcox.
Hi. Seriously, don't touch the whirligig. Or my cookies.
To right below her is Felix. I'm going to touch all the cookies.
Touch the whirligig, guy. Touch it.
You just want Kai to die so you don't have to deal with that freaking, that kind of drama.
Maybe. Who knows? I cannot confirm nor deny that statement.
And over across from him is Rachel. Probably going to get pissed off at me. I touched the whirligig.
Oh, no. But, you know, if Kai dies, that means that I have to pick up the mantle of, you know,
Team sure Dad?
Ass in, from being callous ass.
Hey!
And the Alice on my screen is Raul. What's the whirligig mean?
Hello.
And of course, last but not least, the man with the plan, the master of disaster, the man who is looking for something behind Carrie, Josh McGrath.
I dropped a robot part. This is serious.
This is an emergency.
There's a show title for us. I dropped a robot part. This is serious.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, here.
Here, feeling mostly okay.
Yeah.
Not dead?
No, I'm not dead yet.
Actually having internet?
Yay! I'm so glad we're not the only ones still with our Christmas tree up, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when one member of the household is on medical orders and not to lift heavy things, and then the person who could take the Christmas tree down sprains his shoulder.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's
my excuse. I just don't want to take it down.
Yeah, that's
well, I mean, there is that. I do love Christmas trees. There is something very special and magical.
We're like, what, 3.5 weeks away from Valentine's Day. Just throw some red hearts and some Cupids on there. Call it a fucking
We may just leave it up for when Dale gets here and him and Rachel get pissed off at me like she inevitably does whenever Dale is in town, and they could just rage take it down.
No, we rage clean the dining room.
And you'll rage take down the, at the time it would be what, Labor Day tree?
Daddy, why are they taking down the Labor Day tree?
It's a sacred tradition, goddammit. Because Daddy pissed Mommy off again somehow. Inevitable,
somehow.
Auntie Dale's here.
Auntie Dale is here. We're going to take the tree down.
Oh, man. So last time...
Well, I mean, yeah, he can't have anybody competing with him with the most sparkly thing in the room.
Right? So last time we got into town and we found a lodging that is okay with Remy coming in. So not a lot of needing to be hiding and subterfuging. It's called the Silva's Hand. We got introduced to Jamaican gorilla people, which instantly made me realize that I want to make a person who is all influence and make him a Silva.
Carrie, you're muted, dear.
What you do is the next time Kai has one of his Time Lord regenerations, which is totally a thing, apparently.
Apparently.
He regenerates into a monkey form and heron who has false memories of having been raised by the Silva.
This is great. I like the idea of like Kai's Time Lord regenerations not actually being like a person, like with a continuous storyline, that each person has its own story. So like Wolf Kai was actually just born and raised and was a hunter on the plateau. And this Kai is just he just an elf guy
from the moon.
He's like from Rachel. This particular Kai is from the moon, and then the next Kai will be a Silva.
Hey, we have a thing. Like,
but he remembers being the other Kais.
Yeah, there's a thing. There's a thing for that. You know what? It's called making completely new characters.
Yeah.
But the question is, which Kai is the supreme Kai?
Yeah, I'm currently the North Kai because, you know, moon.
Well, yeah, we need to all play Kai and just east, fight each other.
So the plateau is on the east side of the map, so the previous Kai was the East Kai.
So what you're saying, Felix, is that you want a Budokai?
Damn right. You know what? I will accept this.
So if more than us get involved, say about 10 of us, so there would be 10 Kai cheese.
Yeah, you know, thereabouts.
Let's have a whole tournament Kai.
A tournament of Kais. A council of Kais.
So like Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Exactly!
And then we take the best Kais and we fuse them.
And that will be the supreme Kai.
God damn it. Sounds too much like an actual anime that would have been.
I think we just made our first Geek.io anime, you guys.
I know an animator.
Original idea, do not steal.
All right.
Oh, well, that was an interesting diatribe that we just went down, you guys.
Did you find your robot part, Josh?
Nope. I'll have to search more in depth for it later.
Oh my god. All right. So I guess we're just gonna go ahead and get back in the action.
Yeah, so what's Remy's lodging like?
Large.
That's what she said.
Hey.
Oh, you said lodging, not logging.
Hey.
No, the logging's back in Mosback, dear.
Sorry, log thing is what my brain heard, not logging. Long
God damn it.
Damn it, Calabras! Nobody wants to know about that, you dirty old man.
It's very large, very spacious. Unlike the other rooms that you guys have, the bed is not on a standard like post system. It is actually more like a Japanese style slab on a slightly elevated dais.
Yeah.
It's very clearly made to house something sturdy. Everything is upsized for ease of use, even though obviously you know Remy's not going to get too much use out of the facilities and the shower and so on and so forth. Everything is of a scale that he would not have difficulty using it.
If he used it.
Precisely.
These assholes will not leave my room so I could take a shower for the first time in 300 fucking years!
All 300 right. years will give you such a funk in the pits.
Hey, Remy, how do you like it?
He kind of looks around a little side to side. It is adequately proportioned.
Great, he loves it. Let's get out of here.
Do you want to come to the academy with us, Remy?
I'm sure he wants to be more comfortable in his room. Let's go.
Calabras, shut up. He can tell us on his own.
Are you interested in coming, Remy?
It may prove informative, but it seems there are risks.
No, there's always risks just having you here in town. I mean, do you think you'd be spotted by going there? That's the only real major issue. I mean, you seem to fit in fairly well with the larger species here. So, I mean, we were being a little bit, without due, you know, reason, a little bit overcautious.
He does bring up a good point, though, in that there are going to be... Remember, Lysiah said that there were people in the university who shared our specific interests.
That's true.
He might be more easily spotted. However, Remy, if they let us check books out, I can bring things back to show you.
That would be interesting.
And of course, I'll share anything that I learn there as well.
I'll take notes.
Did you want to come, Amy, or did you want to stay and keep Remy company? I know the city's a little overwhelming for you.
I think I want to go see the books.
Okay.
Especially the ones with the pictures.
Any requests, Remy?
Old.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want something to do, you can look at my notes I took. I have actually some stories about you when you were in your other when you were in conservation mode.
If you wish. I am accustomed to waiting.
Well, I'll leave them here, and you can look at them if you want. Just Thank please, you. You're welcome. Just, I ask, please don't let anybody else see them.
All right, let's go find the fighting books.
So, dear diary, I met this weird-ass wolf boy who's no longer a wolf boy.
No, it's mostly like there's a, you know, there's notes on Remy. There's the rubbings she took of the ruins.
Yeah, I know.
I appreciated your joke, CJ.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. So everybody's amped. Let's get
on the road again.
Get going.
It's city roads, but it's a road again.
So we follow the main road and we stay left at the fork.
Correct. And it's pretty easy to see why once you make that turn around.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's to the right?
Oh, that leads towards the port.
Oh, okay.
you were heading on a pretty main thoroughfare and it branches off into the different districts from there.
Gotcha.
So if you had taken the right fork, you would be heading more towards the port area. Which, I mean, you may want to do at some point in time.
Yeah, if you
have any interest in things like the gladiatorial arena and the more traditional style pubs and...
Going to Mazra.
Why would you guys want to leave this continent? It's beautiful and perfect.
I do want to go
Also, to Josh hasn't gotten that taken care of yet.
Let's go to Mazra.
That is an insinuation I'm not sure I like, sir.
You know what? Let's forget the academy. It is a silly place.
Yeah.
Let's just go to Mazra. To Mazra.
You just, Telfire, just reach over and, like, you know the anime earlobe grab?
I totally do.
Come on.
Like, suddenly we're pirates. We're not going to rent a ship. We're just going to overtake one. This is now a pirate campaign.
Hey, that happens in every game I fucking try to make. Like, they just go completely off the rails.
Yes.
Every campaign ever.
Knowing how to make new rails on the fly, that's important.
Exactly.
Yes.
Crucial GM skill 101. Knowing how to fix it when your players fuck everything up.
Because the correct answer as a GM is always yes and.
Pretty much.
That and typically means, oh shit, these assholes are going to fuck up my fucking story that I've written. All right. Yeah. So, yep. To the
Academy Ho.
That's rude. I mean, we haven't met that one yet.
That's funny.
As I glare.
But yeah, it's pretty easy to spot them from the fork in the road. They are very large. Structures. The only thing that's really dwarfing them in the immediate vicinity are the walls in the distance and, of course, the castle itself, which is down a different path, of course. But the academies are unsurprisingly closer to the castle than the port is.
Oh, yeah.
Go figure.
Because, you know, Royal Academies of Tolvera and whatnot. Funded by the crown for research that benefits the crown, blah, 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 blah.
All right, so like we go into this academy, like is there anyone there to like meet us or like tell us, hey, you can't be here?
Be gone, foul beast.
Is Lasai still with us or did she go on ahead?
She went on ahead when you guys were checking into your room. Once she was done getting you the friends and family discount.
She said she was going to hook us up with the names of the appropriate people to talk to.
Well, you get the feeling looking at the general area that this is more her neck of the woods anyways.
So we may run into her.
Yeah, she is actually waiting for you outside the primary entrance to the academy grounds.
Hey, we ran into her. It's almost like she was plotted to be there.
It's almost like she needed to head this direction anyways, and since she had said she was going to do something, she went ahead and did it.
And we also didn't spend a lot of time at the hotel. We just like, yep, Remy's good, we're good, we're moving.
Ah, I see you found your way here well enough. Did the proprietor provide you with instructions?
Yes. He's, this has been incredibly helpful. Thank you.
Of course. I was actually just making my way inside myself. I had yet to have the opportunity to speak with my colleagues yet. I had anticipated that you would be spending a bit more time resting from your travels, but, well, I cannot say eagerness in the pursuit of knowledge is a trait I don't admire.
Yeah, each of us seem to have something we want answered here, so...
Well, if there are answers to be found, you will most likely find them in this establishment. There are no archives across the continent that rival Tolvera's, so... Well, there are those Vascari, but good luck getting anything out of them.
Vascari, that one doesn't ring a bell.
Those nerds...
They're a relatively reclusive type of scholar who are one of the few people to have any sort of establishment close to mountains that hasn't been, you know, landslided into oblivion.
Fair. They also don't let outsiders into their massive archive university place.
They're nerds.
What the fourth guy is going to be then?
It's going to be a... God damn it. It's too many of these. It's too many. I'm overwhelmed.
That's what she said.
Yay.
I see you have, well, you seem to be a member short, and I cannot say that is ill-advised.
Yeah, he's at the end reading Valfrey's notes.
Well, I hope he's resting well.
He felt it wise to not let himself be seen, and we agreed. There were more people here who might see clearly.
You certainly aren't far off the mark there.
Yeah, considering we didn't do much with him, so.
Well then, shall we be on with it?
Please.
Yes, let's.
Now, sure.
So you guys begin walking into the academy proper, past its portcullis, because it does have its own lesser wall surrounding the complex. Go figure, this is the kind of kingdom that has gotten to the point where they can even afford and desire to guard their knowledge. There are several buildings on the campus itself. Most of them are relatively the same size. You notice one of the buildings further back from the city itself has a rather large metal object sticking up out of a dome.
Ooh. Don't touch it.
And the one end of the large, it's not quite a cylinder. It's very slightly conical, but not completely. Basically, it resembles a very large telescope.
Ooh.
Huh.
And you notice as you walk through the grounds, you are seeing people very finely but not extravagantly dressed, mostly robes and loose garments of the like, carrying tomes in one hand or on a satchel, scrolls tucked away, things like that. This is very clearly a place of learning, and up until the point that they notice who it is that is leading you through the grounds, there were definitely some distasteful expressions looking at the vast majority of your group, particularly Sir Clanky Pants and the bear. Coming this fall to ABC.
Coming this fall to ABC.
So we were getting dirty looks, but then they noticed who was guiding us, so
yeah.
They kind of like hold their tongues.
You actually get a bit of a swath cleared in the milling throng.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah, imagine if one of the British princes decided to walk you into the Oxford University library.
Yeah, we'd be given, you know, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, never mind, not saying anything. Carry on. I was death glaring, but you're cool now.
Pretty much.
And she'll stop in front of one of the fountains, basically halfway through the common ground. Well, I suppose I should ask what exactly you wish to find, because obviously assorted fields of research are going to be contained within different establishments.
What the fighty books at?
Yes, yes. You'll find tomes related to martial arts, combat, strategy, warfare. In that building over there, and she points off in one of the directions in a very dismissive kind of way, over at the Academy of War, your acquaintance in the armor may find some of the exhibits amusing, I suppose.
Ooh, Calibras. Want to come with?
No.
That's, Calibras, that's probably where you'll find
stuff
the
about
thing you wanted to see. The College of War.
Bye.
Considering Lasaye knows.
I'll take care of the bear.
Bear be sitting.
God damn it.
Yes, let us go. I grab Calibras and we just make a beeline towards the Academy of War.
Yeah, it's a bear line.
Bear line.
I don't need this right now.
He's barely going to be able to contain his excitement.
Man, that sound was pretty grisly.
You do this just to torture me.
Stop being unbearable.
So you're gonna find some kind of writing, and Raul's going to be like, hey, what's that? What's your sign? Fuck you.
I got it, but I was really trying not to laugh at it.
So they're going to go to the College of War.
That's a good one.
The slightly unusual building, as you may find it, it would be the one containing the observatory, and that is the College of Astronomy. Those are the ones who most people would say have their heads in the clouds or above them. They're less, well, equal parts research important, I suppose. They do their best to ascertain some meaning from the signs that has not already been taken at face value by our ancestors.
Fair.
Well, not particularly my cup of tea. The view is quite spectacular, I will say.
I also think maybe visiting a direct magic facility to maybe do some research if there is anything that I can learn about my unique abilities would probably be something that I would be interested in.
I would hazard to say perhaps not bringing that up to too many of the individuals here. The college dedicated to light research, of course, has its own experiments and advances that they are working on, and you may find some interesting information there, but bringing up the particularities of your condition...
Well, not the condition, the... And he just kind of makes a flower dance.
Well, that is not too out of the ordinary, though. A bit unusual for those not of the Barrelanx.
Then that is still, I mean, if there's anything at all that maybe I can use too, because as you can tell, it's a little wild, and I would maybe like to control it a little better.
Well, the College of Light would certainly be your most accurate starting point, I would say.
Fair.
So I guess that means that we're going to go looking for that one together, because I... probably should figure out all the things that I can do, because I don't like these surprises.
Maybe have a new... Maybe find a place that I can look at some, you know, machines or something. No, it's a joke. So...
Amy, don't let him touch random things.
I'll smack his hands.
You really want to die, don't you?
On a save it for Dragon Con.
Well, no, I mean, like, in seriousness, you guys make it's a joke, but you know, I am of the same race of Amy. You know, I want to hug the piggy.
I got to hug the piggy.
My juvenile stuff is more so I want to poke the thing that I'm not supposed to poke.
Amy, specifically don't... because you told me not to poke it.
Exactly.
Don't let him touch the shiny.
I have a 7 in ostentatiousness.
God damn it.
Well, Amy has a 9 in ass wagonry, and she will definitely
ass wagonry.
And what might your interests be, Valfreya?
Transcriptions of Enlightenment era texts, any archaeological records I might find. I want to learn about our friend.
Well, some of that information you're likely to find in the College of War. There are more theorizations and research of reliquary in the College of Light. The Grand Archives themselves do have the most complete collection of historical information, though, well, how much time do you have to spend on it is the question. The archives are... to put it bluntly, exhaustive.
I know my way around libraries, even magnificent ones.
I see. Well then, depending on which it is you would desire to know first, I think you can select the correct building from there.
Indeed. I think I'll head for the main archives first and cross-reference from there. Are we permitted to check materials out? Are we allowed to pull materials from different sections at once, or must materials from the College of War stay in the College of War, main archives stay in the main archives?
While it is not frowned upon to take material for research elsewhere, some of the archivists do get a little fussy if things are gone for too terribly. Most of the books you are seeing carried around the campus are from the campus itself, so you, well, I do hope you did not relinquish everything to your rooms, because they may require some form of collateral.
Aside from our massive donation?
Did you bring that with you?
Yes.
Kai pulls out from his backpack, because he always has his backpack on. Well, kind of flashes.
Yeah, he pulls out enough of it to show that it's there.
Yeah, I kind of open up the flap on my back flap and adjust so light glints off of it.
You should be fine then. If you should run into any difficulties, I suppose inform them to get in contact with my estate.
Thank you. That is a significant honor.
Significant honor.
Be nice to the lady who's letting us do all this shit.
It's only because the story forces it. I'm sorry, Josh, I didn't mean it.
It's okay. I'll kill you last, don't worry.
Yay.
Because you died first.
Oh, God.
I get it.
All right.
It's funny because you died a whole bunch of time ago.
Thank you. Thank you. We really needed that one explained, didn't we?
Yes.
If that is all, then I will be taking my leave.
Thank you, Valvaram. Hey, CJ has an excuse. In character, Kai says, thank you, Lasai. DJ has an excuse.
He made the oopsies.
Drink!
Drink.
Cookie.
Tea. Because I'm not stupid enough to be drinking booze.
But the alcohol would burn the bug out of your throat, CJ.
Yeah, it's what my grandfather would tell me.
And how many times did you see your grandfather with a sore throat?
A lot. He was a chronic smoker.
Oh, my God. This got a little too real for me. I gotta be honest.
Anyways, at that point, she does excuse herself and head off campus somewhere. You're not sure where, but given her previous demeanor, you likely imagine she's heading home. And at that point, you guys are free to disperse or travel about as a group as you see fit.
I want to see the books written about me.
All right. I want to see the funny books. All right. I go to the Wing of War.
Close enough. The College of War, as you follow her directions to get to, it is, as you might expect, arguably the least architecturally ornate of buildings. It's very simple, militaristic, almost as if some of the design elements are hearkening back to fortification. And there are a large pair of crossed swords, lance, and generic wand-y casting focus over the archways leading into the establishment itself.
Wow. Is there some kind of like index or something that like points me to where specifically sword fighting and hand-to-hand?
You can ask the head. Wow, I'm completely blanking on that word for some reason.
Archivist?
Archivist, thank you. At the main desk when you enter the establishment, and they will direct you to the appropriate wing of the college, section of that wing, shelf, and row, basically.
Okay.
Because there's no Dewey Decimal System. These guys are just that smart.
All right, I go up to the archivist and I ask, hello, how are you this day?
She looks up from her book and snaps it shut. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for books with pictures of swords fighting.
God bless you, Frekul.
Oh, man. That was great.
Ah, I see. Well, then, you will want, and she gives you the directions that I basically spelled out, which wing of the archives to go to, what floor, what area, what shelf, what row, and you will find a large selection of tomes and scrolls dedicated to specifically the sword style of fighting arts.
I like to think it's a bunch of children's books that say, like, the pointy end goes in the Batman.
I go ahead and just like thank you for your assistance, and I like just kind of like do like a little like not skipping but almost skipping.
Jesus Christ,
you're using your indoor frolic.
Yes, my indoor frolic.
All I see is him going
having a wonderful time.
You guys, he's flouncing.
No, you know what he's doing? Here's your visual. He is prancer-sizing.
I'm going to see this and then just be like, suddenly lost interest in everything.
After he bounces off, Calabras, you actually see the archivist pull up a small clipboard and make a tally mark.
Oh.
That's a new one. And is there something I can help you with, sir? It's a bit difficult to tell with the armor. I do apologize.
You dare assume his gender? Felix.
And this is the part where Felix should remember to unmute his microphone when he's being talked to.
Felix? Calabras actually fell asleep inside the helmet.
I think he kind of left half mid sentence, so I think he might actually had some kind of weird like disconnect or something.
No. My roommates came in and started bothering me, so.
No.
Anyway, can we repeat what happened to me?
You see the archivist make a tally mark on some sort of little note she's keeping behind her desk.
Right.
And then asks if there's anything she can assist you with, and a questionable sir because she can't really tell with all the armor.
The only thing that I... Can you just make sure that the bear doesn't do anything harmful?
Should we be concerned for the safety of the archive with his present?
I wouldn't say concerned, but maybe a little bit cautious. He's an idiot. I'm just going to say it.
Well, he did request pictures, so... But at least he's trying.
I'll
ensure that they keep an eye on him.
Okay. All right. I will be back from later. I'm going to go attend to some other business.
Very well.
Are you really just going to wander and look for it rather than asking for directions?
No, there's something else I want to do.
He's totally ditching his ward. We trusted you.
Calabras, you had one job.
It's not my job to watch an idiot.
Those days are behind me.
I'm done.
The boss goes, yeah, that's my job, as he stares at you.
Yeah, have Savoth follow him.
Oh yeah, I could do that, right? Alright, I'll have Savoth watch him.
There you go.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna go
the strongest team, Savoth and Frankel. The rest of us are fucked.
I'm gonna go search for somebody that could perhaps enchant a weapon. And not totally look for Dale's character.
He's not an enchanter. He's an engineer.
He still does with magic, doesn't he? I'm just saying.
I don't know who you're talking about. There's nobody else in this Zoom meeting other than the individuals we've been speaking to already.
Yeah, I know.
You sound like you have something in your throat. Maybe you should get yourself a drink.
Here's some water in this empty bottle.
Glug, 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 glug,
glug. Glug. No, but I will look for somebody that could, like, enchant or improve my weaponry or something like that.
Well, there are options. There are options for that out in the city itself. You are dealing mostly with... you're in the R&D side of the city right now.
Exactly. That's like, what I want.
You could potentially find someone, but you are handing your weapon over to somebody who may obliterate it.
Student work!
Hey, I can deal with it.
Okay. You're going to student dentistry at this point.
That would be a bad idea.
Because you can guarantee some random ass dude, because I'm the only one who spoke up saying that he has a part of the boar on him.
you wanna fight? Is that what you want? I'm just kidding.
Like some random dude's gonna say, I wanna have this done. Here's some money. Okay, here, student. Enchant this or not.
They'll do it for super cheap though. Because it's student work.
Hey, to be fair, I brought up you having it. So you've got to make sure that they know that it's partly from me, too.
Yeah, I guess I should be going to like the financial, like where I would make a donation.
Yeah, like
where's the comptroller of this goddamn stuff?
Yeah, let's go make our donation and get our library cards. Mom and Dad going to get the library cards.
But Mom, I want one too.
You're not wrong.
Actually, I'm gonna go meet back up with the.
I'm just gonna drop Reckle there and face the fuck out.
Hey, I got my zombie archer watching him. All right, he'll be fine.
I mean, let's be fair. At this point in your adventure, if Calibras says, I have Savath watching him, so everyone's like, oh, okay, cool.
He's as safe as fucking baby kittens right then.
Okay, you're going to like come back, and I'm going to be like, okay, Savath, shoot the arrow right at me. I think I can hit it.
He's going to do the samurai fucking...
Well, we now know what's going to be engraved on Fregul's tombstone.
It's just going to be, I thought I could do it.
No, hey, Savath, aim an arrow at me.
No, what Savath does is he notices it missing the blade slightly and fires another arrow and hits the first arrow out of the way.
Because Savath is that good, people.
He is a god.
May his name be praised.
Praise be out to him.
But yeah, you can reconvene with the others pretty easily. The College of War was closer to where you guys had made your pit stop to break up, so...
I just show up. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Please tell me you didn't leave him alone.
Well, he's got some up watching him, so... Yeah. No?
Okay. That's all you needed to say.
You and Savath can communicate, right? Like over distance, or how does that work?
We'll say yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sure
he's Savath over there with smoke signals or something.
Fucking got the glow sticks.
He's either trying to get our attention or he's having a wicked rave. I'm not sure which.
Fucking glow sticks.
If Savath needs to send a smoke signal, all he's going to do is put his bandages apart a little. Yeah, he's
like adjust the flowery ones that Amy made, and then just smokes are coming.
Excuse you, I made those.
He shoots the smoke signal at us, like, oh no, it's a code green. Oh god. All right.
Arrows just start coming through the window, landing right in front of you guys with notes on them. Guys.
He's doing it again.
Send help. Never mind.
I thought he was making the messages with the arrow, like spelling out letters with the arrows. Oh, man. All right.
We have fun.
I reconvene with the rest of the party.
And it looks like they headed to the main office of the campus to turn in the party's donation to the college itself in return for access cards, shall we say.
Hey!
Having fun isn't hard when you've got your library card.
Such a nerdy thing to say.
This is hey,
Arthur wouldn't lie to me.
Also, it's an episode about a library. Come on.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep. So I go up to like the main receptionist area and good afternoon.
The fuck is lighting off fireworks.
Hey, we just heard it here.
Oh god, she's at it again. Can I help you?
She's at it again?
We have a donation.
Yeah, I'd like to make a donation, please.
Hold up, I'd like to know about
donation.
The explosion.
Donation? Certainly. One moment.
Is nobody going to question the explosions happening?
Oh, that happens all the time, unfortunately, especially as of late. One of our professors is enthusiastic, shall we say, in her research.
And that research involves blowing things up at a constant rate.
Very enthusiastic today.
Oh my god.
Ooh, that one was pink.
I feel like y'all should be more concerned about this than me.
We have the utmost security measures in place, sir, and Unfortunately, this is rather commonplace as of late. But regardless, you mentioned something about a donation. They rummage around in some drawers and pulls out a large ledger.
I think I just heard another one.
Yep.
That was loud.
Hashtag Florida.
One moment, please. You see the aide reach off into another receptacle, pull out a strange crystalline-looking device.
Ooh, Belfry kind of leans over the...
wrapped in a bit of wire work and other such clay material. Could someone please check on Miss Hughes's laboratory again? The explosions are getting louder. Thank you.
Nice, Josh.
I want one.
That would be so helpful.
Now then, again, donation you were saying?
Yes.
Hi, show her the thing.
Okay. Yeah, I pull out the boar's tusk from my backpack.
Wood.
Yeah. I'd like to make a donation.
You have to understand, this tusk probably weighs more than Fragul.
Oh, jeez.
Holy God.
We would like to make a donation. Excuse
this
you.
This is a lot easier in a backpack.
Belfreya helps him.
It's one of those things I just got to perfectly balance. Like, I'm used to carrying like meat and stuff on my back to town, and just carrying it like in my hand is the issue.
Well, I don't want to alarm anybody, but I think the explosives are getting closer.
We used absorb object to carry all the parts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did that whole thing where we created like that weird
pocket dimension.
Yeah, that's right. We created our own bag of holding.
Amazing.
But that's a different game.
Right?
Completely different.
Oh.
Nothing like the one we're playing.
Goodness, is that... They pull out a little a jeweler's eye and look a little closer. Had an encounter with a boar on the road, did we?
Yes.
Well, this certainly is one of the finer specimens I have seen in some time. That is a very generous donation. Thank you. I assume that you would prefer the more unhindered access to the archives?
Absolutely.
Please.
I see. I thought that might be the case. I was not attempting to assume based on your appearance, but we don't get as many of the adventuring types around here. But if it is knowledge you seek, then we can certainly acquiesce.
Out of character, not to mention there's probably a few Torun wandering about here, so nerdy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, not batting an eyelash so much at you. It's, you know, the guy in the plate mail and the very blonde people.
I want to go we probably should go like after this. Like, I want to go and get some, like, more finery for in town, because while the leather get-up is fine, like...
I would love to, but I can't.
We can just bedazzle your armor. It'll be okay.
I'm going to wear a bride's veil.
Wig? You're going to put a powdered wig on your head?
I'm going to wear a bride's veil. All right, get off me.
All right, we could get you a fancy city cape for your armor.
There you go.
Nice and royale.
Yes. I mean, Kai's got the fancy cloak, so at least he's got something other than leather.
Yeah, you kind of have my cloak, kind of like how Carrie's wearing her blanket for people who can't see.
Ooh, maybe I'll get a silver mask. Oh, that'll be great.
Okay, let's focus on the library first.
I'm sorry, the explosions are really throwing me off my game.
They are quite distracting. It's fantastic, and it's great that Josh is an amazing storyteller.
And you see the aide, you know, do a bit of channeling, and the tusk lifts itself up off the counter where you basically slammed it down, and moves it off to a back counter, and proceeds to start pulling out very thick pieces of cardstock. Thicker than your standard writing parchment, and begins basically giving it the once over with some very official looking seals and stamps and turning those over to you. Simply show those to the archivists in the assorted colleges, and they will be more than willing to help you find what you're looking for.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I reach over and pick up a pen stand that we knocked over and set it back upright.
You're too kind. And yeah, you guys are now free to basically have your run of the colleges.
Sweet.
For the most part, anyways. Obviously, there is going to be places that you...
That's when we accidentally just push that name off the edge of the table and just let that fall to the ground.
I will warn you now, I tend to get lost in books. If I'm late, don't panic. I'm probably alive.
Probably.
Reassuring.
And if you're dead, I'll simply bring you back, Calabrese says in the most deadpan way possible.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Aw, he likes me enough to add me to his zombie horde.
Hey, I like to think that he would raise me with sapience and not make me a mindless drudge.
We'll see.
Hey, I stood up for you.
It's true. Okay, all right. I can't be that mean.
Oh man. Good times.
The librarian's just like, yeah, I've heard this before.
All right.
So where are you guys heading from here?
Main archive.
Literally in that sing-song voice as Velfreya skips off to the books.
The only reason I'm not teleporting is that it's probably rude to do so inside the library.
Don't teleport inside the library.
But she is walking at a fair clip. You see the white trench coat kind of billowing out behind her.
I love the idea of a science having no food, no drink, no teleporting.
In Velfreya's hometown, they absolutely do.
And what is everyone else heading towards now?
Amy, do you want to go work on research of us or research of the abilities first?
I think we should probably figure out what we are and what all that entails before we do our abilities.
To the astronomy tower!
I'm just going to be wandering around.
I say it exactly like that, too.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
No, I mean, give ourselves the time and
reconvene. Nope.
Okay. See you later.
Valfrey kind of does that like spin while walking now backwards thing. We'll meet back here, right here.
How, in what time? And she's gone.
Okay. Yes.
And she's gone.
So at this point, you start hearing like grunts from the College of War. It was like, wow, I didn't know you could do this with a sword. Hurrah!
sir, please sheath your sword in the facilities.
Oh, I'm a master combatant.
we're gonna come back and Fregul's sword has been forcibly peace bonded.
As has his mouth.
I'm just gonna wander around.
I think we should actually take a break. This is where we should break.
Short episode break?
Yeah, short episode break. All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us again. Really appreciate it. If you want to get in touch with us, you can use our geekioshow@gmail.com. If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geekio Network, head over to patreon.com/geekio. If you want to hang out with us, talk to us about your ideas for whatever you want us to talk about, and head over to geek-io.net/Patreon. For us all here at the Manipool, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geekio Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?